With a win against the Indianapolis Colts this Sunday, the Broncos can snuff out the Colts' attempt at making history. If they win, they'd have 22. That'd be the most in a row during the regular season. But more importantly, a win would give the Broncos a bit of breathing room between them and the rest of the AFC trying to make the playoffs. And Wednesday in the locker room, wide receiver Brandon Stokley summed it up best. The former Colts said, when you start talking about the Colts, it all starts with quarterback Peyton Manning.
You can't beat him with a play call. You can't, you know, you make the right call against some teams, and sometimes you have a better call than the other quarterback's coordinator made on their sideline. And hooray for you, and you won one. You know, with this guy, you know, if he sees something or you show him something too early, you know, it doesn't make any difference what the guy on the sideline called. He's going to make sure that he changes it to something that's going to hurt you. And when he makes a decision to do that, usually it ends up in a big play.
You got to mix it up. You have to disguise your coverages against Peyton. If he knows what you're in, the game's going to be over. You have to play complementary football. We have to play well on special teams and score some points on offense and try to keep Peyton off the field as much as we can, although we know time of possession doesn't mean anything to the Colts this year.
Well, you can't let them know what you're in. You have to do as the best as you can is disguising what you're trying to do, and from there you have to play football. Once the ball is snapped, you play football, and that's the end result. You know, all the checks and all the things both sides of the ball will be doing defensively and offensively. When the ball is snapped, you have to make plays on the ball. You have to make tackles, and we're in for a 60-minute game.
I mean, just my experiences playing with them. I mean, the one thing you got to do is play hard, play with confidence, and you got to expect Peyton to make some plays. He's going to make plays no matter what because he's just that good. But if we stick together and play hard and play for 60 minutes, we'll have a chance to win.
He's an aggressive quarterback that gets rid of the football before you can get there most of the time. I mean, they've only had 10 sacks this year, and he's a great part of that. You know, their offensive line does a great job, but he does a great job too, and he attacks you at your very weakest point in every coverage, and that's what makes him so good.
Manning's traditional targets are all still in Indy. Wide receiver Reggie Wayne, tight end Dallas Clark, and running back Joseph Addai, but second-year receiver Pierre Garçon and rookie Austin Colley have both become dependable options for Manning. In fact, the Colts are the only team in the NFL to have five players with 40 or more catches this season. Broncos know one way to slow the Colts' offense down is to force them to stand on the sidelines and watch, but that won't be easy against a Colts defense led by speedy defensive ends Robert Mathis and Dwight Freeney.
Everybody on this defense is fast. The front is fast. They play fast. They stunt fast. They blitz fast. They cover fast. Everything that they do is about speed.
They're a dome team. There's no question about it. They're built for the dome. They're fast. And, this will be the fastest defense that we see all year. So we're going to have to handle the operation, have to handle the crowd noise, and with all that, have to be able to handle the edge and everything with the DN. So it'll be a tough task.
You have to put a hat on everybody. You know, you have to account for everybody, and you have to run the ball downhill. You know, you can't go side to side. You know, they have good lateral speed, so we have to get that ball and go straight downhill.
We'll have to play smart football, and we'll have to play turnover free and mistake free on offense, and try to hold the ball as long as we can and let him sit on the sideline and have fun over there.
So how do you beat this Colts team, especially this year when 12 others have tried and failed? McDaniel says by leaning on the same strengths and tenets he and the coaching staff have preached all season, mistake and turnover free football until the game clock reads all zeros.
You can't play 56 minutes. If you play 56 good minutes, you might have a smile on your face and you're going to lose. You know, if you play 58 good minutes, it might be the same situation. You've got to play 60 minutes or longer if it takes longer. And you've got to continue to come back to the sideline and say, all right, what are we going to do the next series? And go out there and play good again. And you've got to battle them. And you've got to play really, really good football down in the red zone, third down, 2 minute, because that's where a lot of their games have been decided in those crucial situations at the end of the game, and they've made more plays than their opponents have, and that's why they've won 12 in a row and 21 straight in the regular season. So if you can take care of the football and you can play your best football down there, you know, when it matters the most, you've got a chance to be in the game and then to win the game.
I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV. Complete coverage of the Broncos game against the Colts Sunday from Lucas Oil Stadium.